United States v. Alec, 24-2034.
Good morning, Your Honors.
Good morning.
My name is John Einhorn from New Haven. I represented Mr. Alec at trial and in a subsequent matter, which is what I wanted to bring to the court's attention here. This appeal essentially is moot because in a subsequent case, a RICO case, where Mr. Alec was charged and pled guilty, he was sentenced in July, I believe, to 240 months.
When you say
in April. April 16th, he was sentenced to 240 months. Thus, concurrent with the 115 months that he was given in this case. So I can't.
So let me ask you something. Are you making a request to withdraw the appeal?
I don't think I can withdraw it, only because no one's ever sure about what's going to happen in the future. But
okay.
I wanted to call that to the court's attention, and essentially my argument then really rests on the brief that I filed.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you very much. Does the government wish to respond?
Your Honor,
you came all the way from Connecticut.
I came all the way from Connecticut. We have a student audience watching, so I'll be brief. My name is Jocelyn Courtney Katsanis. I represent the United States of America. And the district court in this case did not err when it applied the two-point enhancement under 2D1.1B1. And I think, as a defense counsel pointed out, he is sentenced in another case that's concurrent, but if that sentence were to be overturned for any reason, this judgment should still be affirmed. And there's three independent reasons why the enhancement was appropriate. First, there was more than sufficient evidence in the record. Second, the district court was not barred from considering acquitted conduct at sentencing. The relevant guidelines that are in place now did not apply at the time of sentencing. And
this is not even acquitted conduct.
That was my third point, Your Honor.
Got it.
And the district court made clear in the record that he was relying solely on non-acquitted conduct, for which there was a more than sufficient basis. So I don't need to waste the court's time. I'm happy to answer any questions about that conduct or anything that you may have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much.
We'll reserve decision.